Hey, it's Drex from This Week Health Cyber and Risk Community, and I want to invite you to our next webinar. It's going to focus on what else? Defending health data. I'll be chatting with experts from Rubrik and Microsoft. Register right now at thisweekhealth.com/rubrikwebinar. That's all one string, R-U-B-R-I-K webinar, thisweekhealth.com/rubrikwebinar. See you online soon.
Welcome to This Week Health. My name is Bill Russell. I'm a former CIO for a 16-hospital system and creator of This Week Health, where we are dedicated to transforming healthcare one connection at a time. Today, we have an interview in action from the 2024 conferences, the spring conferences, Vive in LA, HIMSS in Orlando. Special thanks to our sponsors, Quantum Health, Gordian, Dr. First, CDW, Gozio Health, Artisite, and Zscaler. You can check them out on our website, thisweekhealth.com. Now, on to our interview.
Here we are at HIMSS 2024, and we are on the floor talking with Mick Cody with Arvis. Healthcare specialist is what it says on your badge.
Let's put that on.
Yeah. I mean, you've been in a lot of different roles. You've been in a health system, a lot of different things.
It's just a
problem Arvis is trying to solve.
When I came over here last May, I had previously known their technology from other OT environments and works I'd done in prior lives, but one of the things that I think they're trying to solve for slightly differently from even people who do med device only and asset tracking, asset hunting, is kind of establishing how do you prioritize what you gotta go do next, right? So one of the things that we do, I think they're trying to cover, we do cover very well now, is prioritizing what you have to do when you find the problems, right? So when FDA recalls come up, when critical vulnerabilities are coming up, find a way to basically address how you prioritize what goes first.
Right.
One of the things I think happens all the time is when I led the team, right? Hundreds of thousands, if not millions of events coming through the system every day, and people are just playing whack-a-mole. They have no idea how to do it. It's one thing that we do the asset discovery. We find the assets, you fingerprint them, we get all of that data riled up and ready to go, both on the med device side of us. We do IT and OT, IOMT, so we're slightly different in the way we approach that. Even if you've got an imaging system that's misconfigured over here, and it could be that it's sending out the wrong signals or it's behaving wrong, I can also tell you that the four printers over here are also misconfigured and they're also sending out the wrong signal. So it's kind of a holistic picture.
Those questions are very interesting to me because not only do you have the OS, but you have the FDA, you have recalls, you have all those kinds of things.
Yep.
And so it's not just a matter of seeing, oh, I have this old operating system on this medical device.
Right.
It's also tracking all those recalls, those things that are coming across. Is that what you mean by identifying the next thing that needs to happen?
Yeah. We have a Viper module, we call it Viper. But it's one thing to find it, but then what do we do with it?
Right?
And we give you explicit details on how to go fix it. And, oh, by the way, here is the recall. Here's what they say about it. Here's the vulnerability that maps with. And, oh, by the way, yeah, it's behaving badly, right? So let's get ahead of that one. That one probably takes more priority over the other 10,000 low vulnerabilities that you have going on in the other section of that one. So, yeah, when you look at the whole bigger holistic picture, they are unique, right? You also now have iPads talking to the imaging system. Those iPads are technically an IT device, but they're sitting in the radiology department. But if that IT device that's mapped to that imaging system walks away and leaves the radiology floor, we got to behave about it then.
Right. I think what a lot of CISOs and CIOs want to hear is, are we starting to automate some of that remediation work?
Yeah. I would say our automation right now is linked mostly into how we integrate with ServiceNow, or Jira, whatever, kicking off and automating the ticket workflow, which we added the workflow now for asset remediation. Right now we're there. As regards hitting the punch the button and done, we're not quite there yet. Now I know there's a lot of asks for that, but the platform right now where we are, we just acquired a company 3 weeks ago, and it's going to provide a different level of actionable threat intelligence that basically allows us to be in the dark web, honeypot of a hospital, and then show you where and why they're attacking the hospital, in what sequence and what vectors. So we're going to map that then back into it and provide a more predictive model of what you need to be doing for the next 6 months in lieu of whatever else before CVE comes out. So the company we got was CTCI, we just acquired them. But these guys have been operating, working with CISA at a different level, out ahead of a lot of these CVEs and how they get produced, how they get presented. We're trying to get a step ahead for the CIOs and CISOs to kind of block it before it ever happened.
Anytime you're on a health system and identify the attacks and how they begin, it's interesting because we do need to get ahead.
Yeah.
We're now we're very reactive.
That's fine with the, when I say play whack-a-mole, I think that's what we're playing. Like, you know, like in my experience of playing and being in the belly of the beast at any particular given part of what it looks like and sitting there and seeing this over and over and over again, and then they just keep coming from different directions, right? I mean, we both know systems went down, several companies in December has changed. There's a lot of different public situations right now where healthcare is just kind of getting hammered. I mean, I almost used to think that universities were getting the worst. They're getting picked on, but now healthcare is really getting hammered right now. We've got to find a way to be more predictable what we're going to do next and be actionable. Give someone a task that goes and gets something completed.
Yeah, from a threat actor standpoint, it has the two things they want. They either want notoriety or they want money.
Right, exactly.
And it's proven to be a place to get money.
Right.
We're not just talking medical crisis, right? I mean, the attack surface is far greater than that. Talk about some of the other areas that the attacks are.
Yeah, I think I always look at it from a day in a life of how a patient parks the car, the arm goes up, you pick a ticket out. All of those systems and everything else are tied now back into a hospital.
That form and the heart.
Yeah.
Has an IP.
You're telling me that somebody's going to go into that, get into that network, and be able to do things in there.
It's an option. I mean, so are the IP cameras on the outside, so are the front door, so are the HVAC systems, so are the billing management systems in general. For us, yeah, we kind of look at everything. Yes, you're right. We don't just look at med device. We look at billing BMS and all billing management systems or HVAC systems or any of those outside controls that run a hospital on a daily basis. For me, there are threads and vectors everywhere. And if you look at the industry right now, they're looking for new holes to come in the front door.
I want to play the CIO that annoys me. Right. I was going to say, I don't have to worry about that problem. I mean, my biggest thing is phishing. I don't really need to worry about that.
Yeah. I don't know if Dave's read the recent reports, but phishing is now number 5 or 6 on it. It's the unknown device problem. It's the unknown device that's showing up in the network problem. And or misconfigured or a failing device, which could be a billing management system like an HVAC system. But you and I both know there's a lot of hospitals across the U.S. right now that have their own health plans running subsections of their health business. That's a bigger holistic picture that we can provide at least some avenues of visibility. And then, yeah, what are you going to do to fix these things along the way? Johnson Controls, all the HVAC. It's funny that you've got GE doing healthcare, but you've got GE running a lot of other systems that live and breathe inside a hospital that have nothing to do with healthcare at all.
This is an interesting problem. And it starts at the basics.
Right.
When I came into CIO, I said, give me an inventory. They gave me the I remember vividly, it was plus or minus 15%. Is what they said to me. I'm like, plus or minus 15%.
That's not.
I know that's gotten better, but I was sort of taken aback.
Right.
You can't tell me what's on our net.
Right.
Like, that should be basic block and tackle. I assume that's gotten better since 2012.
I would say yes. I don't think I've gotten into. I mean, I was only 60 days into the job, and I was helping a hospital system, kind of in a breach response mode. We dropped the technology in, and that's where I would say it became evident that, one, there was printers procurement that acquired, dropped on it in the floor just to the IT use case. They were misconfigured, falling back into a wrong IP address, behaving badly. That was one version of how they got in. And then they had two imaging systems also, almost in parallel, creating a bomb. So the problem they have with the printers was that contract is done by procurement. Nobody in IT knew about it. It was done through a business function. It was sitting on the floor of a hospital, and it was misbehaving really bad. And that system was up and down for almost 4 weeks. No patient scheduling, and email functions were of intermittent. And that was very impactful for that system.
What's the market penetration of your space? If I went to most health systems, would they have a tool currently in place doing medical devices?
And that's what happens. If our competitors do a very good job, we never disparage our competitors in any shape or way. What they do is very single-threaded, what they do for med device. Yeah, we kind of do it, look at it from a more holistic point of view. But I say that with their penetration, our penetration in that one space only, I'd say it's probably less than
20%. Oh,
really? Yeah. I'm saying that I met with a whole bunch of people this morning, but I know at least 2 to 3 meetings I had this morning, they have nothing. And these are well-known systems.
Yeah, so if
They're not small.
They're not small.
Yeah.
Well, and I find that things people call small in healthcare is like $1.5 billion, $2 billion
Yeah.
Like, okay, it's pretty good. You know, it's usually a multi-hospital system and whatnot. I wonder if they're still doing what I was doing in 2012.
Like, right.
To identify all the systems that are on their own.
I will tell you, and it's kind of running on our boot, but it's not a joke. Our biggest competitor, when I joined, I was kind of laughing a little bit when I was doing it. was our biggest competitor with Excel spreadsheet. That's our biggest competitor.
Right.
We do obviously feel our competitors are good. They do med device, everything else. We also look at everything a little bit differently because we have the IT, billing management, and blah, 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 all that other aspects that creates more holistic picture. But at the end of the day, if they're already in there, fine, stay there. We'll help you. Let us help you over here on the IT and the billing management side that is equally a risk, particularly at a hospital level. I mean, look, you did what happened with the hack in December, and I mean, that system itself, four different parts of it went down to four different states. I know one of our senior engineers was with us in San Antonio during that piece of it, and his wife was a nurse. And that ER section, when it went down, they were turning patients away, they were arriving in ambulances. You talk about patient safety, you talk about patient care or having issues with it. Continuity of care right there, that's a big problem.
So what's your message to an organization that doesn't have anything in place?
I think the first thing, of course, is the fear is that it's too big. It's almost you can't do it. One of the things is that we found a way to simplify it and create kind of a time to value. I'm getting it done quickly. We did it recently for another system. We had everything completed probably in 22 days. With six integrations going into SolarWinds, CrowdStrike, Microsoft, a couple of other ones, we're getting additional data points. All of that was done in 22 days. That CISO went to the board the following Sunday, and we had everything done and dusted in probably 45 days. They have six sites up and running as of 3 months, 4 months now. They have six up and running. They got nine more to go. It could be done, but again, just having the visibility, getting that fingerprinting on what's going on in the network, there are going to be some very fun, we're almost too much like the 128 blade Swiss Army knife. Once you have a use case completed, then you're going to find another one. Now, which is a good thing if we can find a way to conceptually, consistently provide that level of visibility.
Right.
That's the biggest thing is let's start with just finding this stuff first. We'll worry about the risks and all these things right after that. But you don't know what you don't know. And I think that's the biggest problem that the fear types.
Absolutely, Bill. Appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to this Interview in Action episode. If you found value in this, share it with a peer. It's a great chance to discuss and in some cases start a mentoring relationship. One way you can support the show is to subscribe and leave us a rating. If you could do that, that would be great. And we want to give a big thanks to our partners who make this possible. Quantum Health, Gordian, Dr. First, CDW, Gozio Health, Artisite, and Zscaler. You can learn more about them by visiting thisweekhealth.com/partners. Thanks for listening. That's all for now.